Proclamation number 0915 of 15th of May, 1939. Faithlessness. Chaos. Distress of the earth. Helmsman. The time has come when everything rebels against God. There is spiritual chaos which eclipses all previous lack of faith. And it has come to the point that even those people who still acknowledged their Creator deny their faith but in wrong consideration now submit to worldly laws because earthly advantage seems to accrue to them as a result. It is still left to the human being's free will to decide, and therefore those people cannot answer for their actions to the Creator. Yet it will also come to the point that anyone who serves the world will be forced to deny his faith, for otherwise he will have no opportunity to meet earthly demands. And thus I warn you once again not to give me away for the sake of earthly advantage, for it will guarantee you that you can enjoy earthly goods. And who has the entire fate of humanity in his hand, and who can also guide you out of earthly adversity. Only your lack of faith can cause you to fall away from me, for you no longer recognize me, you completely exclude me and carve out your own earthly life. And yet you will have to experience that the Creator of heaven and earth does not allow himself to be denied, you will feel his hand, and that in a less than pleasing way, so that you do not forget him but awaken from spiritual sleep. The world wants to raise servants of mammon, it is only ever intent on killing everything spiritual in the human being, and this will have such a dreadful effect when the great adversity sets in, for then the human being will be completely helpless and abandoned if he does not know one to whom he can turn in search of help. And everything will collapse beneath him and around him which has been his support up to now. The earthly world will become shaky and offer no security for the individual's life, and only he will be strong and not helpless who truly looks up to the Father of the universe with faith and entrusts his fate to him. I know my children and protect them. And I will also remember the weak who do not yet completely make themselves serviceable to the earthly commandments. I want to strengthen themselves so that they will still recognize their true Father in the last hour and give him the honor. A time of grace is still granted, and the adversity on earth will announce it to you. Make use of it and seek refuge in the Heavenly Father. For he alone can bring you help in every adversity. But don't carelessly ignore it if extraordinary phenomena give you cause for concern. Put everything into context with the adversity of the time, which you humans alone have conjured up for yourselves through your lack of faith. Do not presume to create your own direction of faith. You only bring yourselves to ruin and will feel the power of him who is above you. And that is why you recognize where you are heading and still try to steer your little ship of life into the right course. Let me be your helmsman and cast out the anchor of faith. Let yourselves be driven by love and put all your hands on yourselves so that you will safely reach your aim. The eternal home, and feel safe in the harbor of divine love. Amen.